My biggest priority is to get the federal government to be a partner with us in opportunity, not an obstacle. What does that mean for Southeast? That means we don't need a million additional regulations that are hurting our fishermen, that are hurting our small businessmen and women. We need help with regard to ideas like expediting permitting for important projects like hydro projects, lowering the cost of energy in communities like Wrangell, infrastructure development, where we need to come together and help move these kind of projects forward so we can have a strong economy throughout the entire state. And the opportunities, I think, with the federal government that's helping us, not hurting us, whether it's in the fishing industry, whether it's in mining, whether it's even in timber. I'm a believer that we can bring the timber industry back to some degree. We can't lose hope on that. These are the priorities that I would have as a U.S. senator from Alaska that's focused on economic opportunity for us and for our kids.
What specific regulations would you want to get rid of?
I mean, with regard to, let me just give you an example with regard to fishermen. Right, we have the EPA has this regulation with regard to discharge in terms of any kind of materials. If you're even hosing down your boat, right, for a small businessman, and there's been a moratorium on that regulation. I think it's created an enormous amount of uncertainty. It would be a huge cost for many small fishermen, which are businesses. These are small businesses. And that moratorium expires at the end and on December 18th. We need to make sure those are the kind of things that people aren't worrying about. Those are the kind of regulations that, from Washington's perspective, they don't understand the costs of their regulations on our opportunities.
Wrangell's Borough Assembly sent a letter to Alaska's congressional delegation expressing concerns about how mines in British Columbia could affect our fisheries. How would you respond to those concerns?
Well, look, I read the letter, and I thought it was a great letter to our congressional delegation. And, you know, this is an area where I think I would bring a lot of experience and an ability to get things done for our citizens. And I've worked at very high levels with other governments, meeting leaders of other countries, foreign ministers, trade ministers, finance ministers. And this is where, you know, I had a debate with Mark Begich in Kodiak last week. And this issue kind of came up. Mark Begich essentially said, well, I've written a letter to the embassy. You know, with all due respect to Mark Begich, that's not the kind of action we need. What I said when I answered that question is, I would get on a plane and I would go to Ottawa in Canada, the capital, and meet with the foreign minister, meet with the trade minister, face-to-face meetings. I have contacts in the Canadian government that are still important, and really, really press this issue because it is an important issue. But a letter, that's not going to do it. What you need is real face-to-face diplomacy that's forceful, and that's how you get things done.
What, if anything, would you do to help the timber industry?
We had a timber task force that my team at DNR put together that brought together all the key timber interests in the state, Southeast, the interior. We worked on that for several months and put forward some very, very concrete recommendations to the governor about a year ago. I'll just give you three examples of what I would continue to do beyond what was in that timber task force that, again, I was one of the guys who helped run that. First is we got to continue to defend our timber industry. One of the things that I was proud of when I was Attorney General, when we had the logjam timber sale to Viking Lumber down here in Southeast, there were several outside environmental groups sued to stop that. I took the action of intervening in that lawsuit. That means the state jumped in to become a party because we wanted to defend the interest of, you know, our workers and the opportunity here. We won that suit. That timber sale went forward. We're seeing a very similar situation now with the Bighorn timber sale, and I think we need to take similar aggressive action as a state. Second, with regard to the roadless rule, I think that we can look at statutory and regulatory approaches that repeal that so we can have opportunities, not only with regard to timber, but as you know, the big opportunities we have with regard to hydro and the intertie throughout Southeast Alaska, which is a huge opportunity, is dramatically inhibited by the roadless rule when we have to have intertie construction done by helicopter. It dramatically increases the cost. And then third, and you know, most importantly, would be to forcefully press for ways to expand access to our federal forests.